Well, I suppose it's about time I got around to making this tape for you. I can tell you right now it's not going to be the best, because I'm not on local type recordings and things like that, so I can let you hear it as it sounds to me and try and do my best at explaining it. And what I don't explain, maybe you can figure out yourself by listening to it. Well, I think I'll give you all the, well, not all, but a majority of the disconnect recordings, which some of them just keep repeating, as in the case of General System, and the others give you intercept operator in the case of Bell System. There are a few Bell Systems which just give you continuous recordings, but most of them give you intercept. So, we'll start out with a number one crossbar disconnect recording, then gives you the intercept. And I won't bother to give you, like, you know, one crossbar, five crossbar, and step and panel, because in Bell System, it's the same man's voice on the disconnect recording, and they all work pretty much the same. So I'll give you just a crossbar and a step, and then they'll the rest will be disconnect recordings in General and little independent companies surrounding the area that I'm in. For the first one here, I'll let you listen to our touch tone dial tone, which I'll go into a little bit later, and you'll hear me touch tone the number out. Intercept from a number five crossbar in Bell System, and the following will be a recording, and sometimes the recording is bypassed and it connects you directly into the intercept. But anyway, this is in a step office in Bell System.
You have done. dialed an incorrect number. Please check your directory for the correct listing. This is a recording.
Now we have a disconnect recording in a step office in general telephone system. Notice that Missionary redials the last four digits also here. It's not a recording, but it's the tone, I guess you want to call it that. It's the tone that you get if you dial a bad prefix or a non-existing prefix or a non-existing area code if you're dialing long distance. Your area code recording for a non-existing number, you'll notice that I'll touch tone the number. The equipment will go through the normal procedure of identifying the line, sending the call through, but once it gets to the toll office, the local toll office, it recognizes that it's a non-existing number and it will give you a recording with the area code at the end. But anyway, here it is.
I'm sorry, all circuits are busy. Will you try your call again later, please? This is a recording, 2062.
Well, you can't win them all. That was a all circuits are busy, obviously, recording. However, the disconnect recording is the exact same thing, only it says, I'm sorry, your number cannot go through as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance, 2062. 206 being the area code, 2 being the designation code that it's in Seattle. I think now we'll press on to ringing tones and dial tone without an S, because it's all of Seattle is touch tone, so therefore it would all sound pretty much the same way, and it's very difficult for me to get any place else to record any of the other types of dial tone, so I'll just have to give you the touch tone dial tone. So, anyway, we'll start off with a number 1 crossbar ring, a number 5 crossbar ring, a step ring, those all being in Bell system, and then I'll give you try and give you a couple different types of rings in general and independent companies in the area, and anything else that I happen to think of as I go along. You will keep in mind that these calls are being placed from a number 1 office, so you're hearing them as they go through the equipment in a number 1 crossbar office. For some strange reason, people in the United States like to answer their phone rather quickly. Now I'll see if I can get you some ringing tones in independent companies in the surrounding area. With a little bit of luck, we might find a few. One very important ringing tone I forgot to put on here is ESS, Electronic Switching System, and here's one for you now. And now we come to busy tone. Busy signals do not interest me at all in the least because they sound so ghastly. So I'm just going to give you a quick brush over. We'll have a number one crossbar, number five crossbar, a step, if I can get one, in bell system, and a busy and general system. One particular switching system I left out is panel. I forgot to give you the ringing tone and the busy tone. I'll give you the ringing tone first, and then I'll give you the busy tone. And notice in the busy tone that it begins to ring, and then sometimes it'll even ring once or twice, and then it will give you your busy signal. So stand by. this side of the tape. There won't be all that much on this side of the tape. It'll mostly be tones and test numbers, and I'll let you hear how information answers, and I'll give you the time recording and the weather recording, and maybe I might even call a few long distance numbers. Who knows? First of all, I'll tell you about our loop arounds we have. It's a 7-digit number, 2 7-digit numbers, such as 824-0018 and 0019. If you call 824-0018, you will get a milliwatt tone. If you call 824-0019, it will trip into silence. If one person calls 8 and one person calls 9, they will get connected together and may talk in an unrestricted, normal-type conversation as if one person had called the other. However, they're talking through a test circuit. The original purpose for these lines were for central offices to call other central offices and test the transmission between offices and whatever else they might want to do with it, I guess. But mostly it's for transmission testing on the trunks from office to office. And here's the milliwatt tone.
At the tone, the time will be 11:47 and 10 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 11:47 and 20 seconds. At the tone, the time will be 11:48. Exactly.
KVI Radio at 570. Here's the current National Weather Service forecast for Seattle and vicinity, brought to you by Pacific Northwest Bell. A chance of showers tonight and early Monday, with occasional rain Monday afternoon through Tuesday. The highs near 42 both days, lows near 37. Southerly winds 10 to 20. current weather conditions, the barometric pressure reading is 29.92 and falling now, and the downtown Seattle city temperature holding at 42 degrees. You can make a needy family's Christmas a full and happy one by making a food donation now to the Neighbors in Need. Call East 5 9800 for more information. That's Neighbors in Need, East 5 9800.
Now we come to our special treat. The university here has a computer by which you can call in on a 7-digit number. And when it answers, you do, on your touchtone phone, you would push 1 4 times. And the computer starts to talk to you on a recorded tape, and it tells you the programming, quote unquote, which means that if you're a student and you missed a class during the day, you call up the number and do 1111, and the recording tells you, for instance, that your shorthand lesson is on 213. So you call the same number back again, and when it answers this time, you do 1, which puts you into the computer, and then you do 213, and you can listen to your shorthand lesson for the day that you missed because you weren't in school. I'll give you a little demonstration of it right now. Sorry about that last one, but apparently since there's no school the past 2 weeks, there's obviously no reason to have lessons on the phone, so I guess you'll have to do without. But that is the voice, though, and is how it works. And so, since I've just really mutilated this tape, which I'm sorry, but I really did it in a hurry because... And I shouldn't have. I should have taken my time. But it was all compiled within about 30 minutes. And I don't know, I'm really busy. I just have thousands of things going at once. And so I'm sorry about the quality of it. I'll try, if I can find some time over the holidays or something, I'll try and get another one done more to the caliber of yours, which was just excellent. But in the meantime, I hope that this suffices, or at least gives you some idea of what phones sound like, at least wise in the state of Washington. And again, I'm sorry about the quality and the poor workmanship. So, but before I leave, I'll put on here the touchtone tones 1 through 0. So, give me a call, please, because I haven't heard from you for about a week or so, and because I'm eager, even though it's hard for me to live up to my end of the deal, but I try, but I'm eager to talk about our little thing that we were talking about, our electronic components, little thing we were talking about on the phone last time you phoned me. I was eager to find out what you found out about it. So, I'll talk to you later, and this is the end of the tape. I'll put the tones on and put it in a package and mail it to you right away. So, hope to hear from you soon. Incidentally, I am checking into finding out whether or not I can purchase a touch tone pad legally for you. But we'll discuss that later. So, this is the end. Goodbye.